On Sunday, HBO closes out what NPR TV critic Eric Deggans calls one of this year's best series. It's called The Night Of. The crime drama begins when Nasir Khan, or Nas, played by Riz Ahmed, spends a night partying with a young woman. He wakes up to find her murdered, and he's arrested soon after. We've got a clip.
I didn't do it.
Didn't do what? What's your name, son?
Nasir, you don't understand.
Well, that's why we're going to talk, okay? So I will understand. Just you and me. Come over here. Come on.
Let go.
Come on.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
On the ground. On the ground. Behind your back. Give me your
arm. Well, Eric Deggans joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
All right. So first of all, tell us what the premise of this show is. I mean, it's about a murder, but it's more than that.
Much, much more than that. So in the first episode, we meet this rather sheltered, rather innocent son of Pakistani immigrants who borrows his dad's taxi to try and go to a party. He winds up picking up this mysterious woman. They end up doing drugs and getting drunk and having sex. And then when he wakes up, she's been murdered. And what we see is someone who doesn't have a lot of resources, who is a son of immigrants, who's a Muslim, who is accused of a horrific crime against a beautiful white girl. And all of the machinery that kicks into place, we see the criminal justice bureaucracy, we see how the media treats him, we see how his family is impoverished by trying to come up with money, both for his defense, and also they see their employment affected by the public condemnation of the crime. And he has to learn how to survive in Rikers Island, which is this brutal prison in New York where people often wait years to go to trial. Mm-hmm. And so in a way, it's a treatise on all those things all at once.
So there's so much going on here, including some great performances as well. And I want to listen to a clip from The Night Of. And here you can hear the character John Stone, played by John Turturro. He's the attorney representing the young Pakistani-American who's been accused of the murder. Let's listen.
They come up with their story. We come up with ours. The jury gets to decide which they like best. Now, the good news is we get to hear what their story is first before we have to tell them ours. So we keep our mouths shut until we know what they're doing.
You keep saying story like I'm making it up. I want to tell you the truth.
You really, really don't. I don't want to be stuck with the truth. Not until I have to be.
Eric, tell us what the relationship between these two main characters says.
I just love that New York accent. You know, I don't want to be stuck with the truth until I have to be. What's great about this show is that it tries to give you a more realistic picture of the criminal justice system. And this character is wonderful. He's an ambulance chasing, you know, sort of working class lawyer. You know, he's getting $250 a pop. And then finally, he lands on this kid who he can tell is kind of innocent. Looking, and he thinks that he's just been accused of a much more minor crime, like an assault or something, and then he finds out that he's accused of this murder that is garnering all kinds of headlines, and it could be a career-making case for him. But he uses his street smarts and he uses his sort of empathy to try and do the best he can for a client that most of the world has kind of written off. And it just shows, you know, what the legal system is really like. A lot of times trials don't necessarily get to the truth of an issue. They just sort of expose which side has told the best story or which side has convinced a jury, you know, more convincingly.
Mm-hmm. You know, I read one review that said great shows make their own luck. And here, The Night Of seems to be full of that kind of luck, because not only is the nation going through this, you know, giant reexamination of the criminal justice system, but also the main character is a young Pakistani American whose last name happens to be Khan, right? So, I mean, it's not like they couldn't foresee sort of how the reality of life for Muslim Americans would be playing out in this current presidential election. But let's talk about the main character and how he and his family are portrayed in the series.
Well, yeah, it's sort of amazing. I mean, the series was developed by Steven Zalian, who is the screenwriter of Schindler's List, among many other great film projects. And he spent 7 years developing this from a British TV series. So there's no way they could have really anticipated how prescient or how on the nose, you know, all these issues that they're wrestling with would turn out to be when the show debuted. So some of it is luck. But some of it is the fact that they're talking about things that we've been wrestling with for a while. I mean, we've been trying to figure out how we feel about immigrants in this country since 9/11. We've been trying to figure out how we feel about policing and how people of color are policed. you know, since Trayvon Martin was killed in 2012 and even before that, but, you know, it really became a huge mainstream media issue then. So these are issues we've been tussling with for a long time.
Well, that's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking about The Night Of, the HBO series whose final episode airs on Sunday. Eric, thanks as always.
And I'm a critic. I haven't even seen that episode. I can't wait on to be eating my popcorn with everybody else.
Well, Meghna, it is that time of year, late summer, I am sad to admit it, when our summer interns become students again. Today, a hearty thank you to Greta Yoakum, a budding journalist who has been a huge help here with our website. Greta's going back to Tufts University. Greta, best of luck to you and the future of journalism right there.
Absolutely. Yep.